Okay, so Adar, Chavtav Adar, is the Yortzeit of the Alter Rebbe from Stichin. It's the Alter Rebbe from Stichin. So the previous Rebbe, it's before like Reb Motel, is the Minchas Yehuda, Reb Yehuda from Stichin, Reb Yehuda Horowitz. His father, Reb Yitzchak from Stichin, is referred to in the circles of Stichin as the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe, Rabbeinu Hazakin of Stichin. His father was Rav Moshe Rozvadover, whose father was Rav Blazer Jikover, and then goes back to the Rav Shitzer. He was a Tzaddik Yisrael Olam. And he was Mesagev himself very much. Everything was behester, like all the Tzaddikim in Rav Shitz, everything was very concealed and very hidden. He ate very little. He once said the reason why he ate so little was because he was born on Asar B'Teves. So since he came into the world on a fast day, so that's why he doesn't eat very much. I mean, his whole hisyachas to things of this world was always very no shaychas. He had a gewaldic tzura, a beautiful tzura. We have many, many pictures of the Alter Rebbe. Valtarov. In fact, he had an inyan that he would stare out the window for like hours at a time. He could be in the same place and just look out the window, whatever the Rebbe she'inyan. So once, Reb Itzchak from Shavorsk, we spoke about not too long ago, was once walking past and he saw the Alter Rebbe looking out of the window. And his daughter was there and he stopped. And he told her, he says, a tzur like this, you don't get from eating lakshan in the street. Have to be like, you know, you have to be a higher person to have such a tzur. In fact, when he would walk down the streets in the city, so people would bow, like, even the goyim, they would all, like, nod, like, bow down to him a little bit while they were walking by. They go like this. So for everything which, anything like that, he would always try to be mevaze it and, you know, like, be like, that's nothing. So he would joke. He would pull somebody next to him and say, oh, so one bow, two bow, three bow. He would, like, count it as if, like, you know, that people don't know what they're doing and make fun of it. He was once in the city of Kranitz and the Briska Rav was there, so they had a shmooze. And it was very uncharacteristic of the Briska Rav that he shmoozed with the Alter Rav for like an hour, like a very long time. So one of the Tamidim asked the Briska Rav, like, well, you know, why'd you give the Chassidish Rabbi so much time? So he says, when you see a tzura like that, how can you pick up and leave? That was just a tzura like that, how could you pick up and leave? He told over many Sipurim Maisis. He used to say, the people who would mock Sipurim Maisim, he says, Sipuri Tzedikim is Mamish Tyre, as the din of Tyre. So that when, you know, the Rebbes in those times, they would go away for the summers and to the springs and those cities for refuas. And one of the Kalashitzer Rebbe was a big tzaddik, Niskov, and we'll talk about him one time in Sashem. So he was a big chassid, so to speak, of the Sitchin Rav. So, and he would come when the Sitchin Rav, the Alter Rav, would tell over Sipurim Maisim, so he would always sit amongst the Chevra and, like, listen to them. And one time, the Chassidim were, like, listening in, they would come also with their Rebbe, and hear that, you know, the Alter Rav was repeating stories that the Kalash Rebbe had already. So they asked the Rebbe, they said, why do you keep going if you know the Maisim? So he said, did you say Ezehu Mekayman today? So he said, yeah. Did you say it yesterday, the day before? He's like, yeah. So he says, you're saying the same thing every day, right? So each time, you know, it's not the Chiddush, it's not the way that the Tzaddik says it. I've heard many from stories from my Rebbe countless times. But each time he says it, it's mamash as fresh as it was the first time. He was such a Baal Maifes that people didn't even talk about the Maifsim because they were like, they flowed like water in by him. Mamash. In fact, there was a doctor in town in the city of in the city, was it in his city? Maybe, no, in the city of Tarna. That the doctor used to say, he says, I don't know why people even come to me in the first place. He says, because they come to me, they get a diagnosis, and they get, you know, my suggestions, what they should do. Then they go to the Stachina Rav, go to the rabbi, gives them a bracha, and then it reverses everything which I say. So why do they even come to me the first time? They should just go straight to him. That's what the rabbi, that's what the doctor said. There was once a yid who came in to the rabbi for a bracha, and he said that he's getting retifas from a guy, and he needs, you know, Yeshua. So the rabbi gave him a bracha. And then another kid came in and he said that he had a certain machala le'alenu or something in the head. And the rabbi, he paused and he was thinking for a second. And then he says, this machala is not a machala. Machala in the stomach is a machala. That was it. This is not a machala. Machala in the stomach is a machala. So it turned out that the guy, they found out later, he died of a stomach machala. And this kid was fine. So apparently what the rabbi did is that the guy before, he gave the guy that machla, he had his way of representing, of taking it from this one and giving it to that one. So they were both saved from Paul Yeshua's. His father, the Razvedaver, the Alter Rav once said over the story to his son, he says that Rabbi Yehuda Melitzer was the son of Yaakov Melitzer, who was the son of the Rafshitzer. So the grandson of the Rav Shitzer would be an uncle, was a brother to Moshe Razvedaver, would be a cousin actually, because they're different fathers. Yeah, his cousin. So he passed away. So Yehuda was a big tzaddik. So but Moshe Razvedaver, he told his son Yitzhak, the Rav, when he was a young man, he said, "Come, I have a proposal for you. I have a deal for you." He says that Yehuda Melitzer was one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim, you know, they're all avi of the Shechina. Every tzaddik is an avi of the Shechina. And now that this tzaddik of Yehuda had passed away, so there's an opening. There's an opening in the Olam as somebody to take on being from the Ivarim of the Shechina. And I'm proposing to you that you should be, you know, from that, take it over. Because the world needs it to be filled. He says, "What do you say?" So he said, he said, "I didn't answer my father. I just sat there quietly and I didn't say anything." Sounds like it was a nice proposal, right? How could you not say anything? But tzaddikim have their ways of, you know. If I jump at it, of course I would like to do, you know. That was probably the test to see if he would be right for it or not by not saying anything. But not for now, to go into the Pimikin. By the Alter Rav, by his davening, that said, those who were there, they used to say that it was people would come from all over to hear him, especially how we daven Friday night and special occasions. It was Baal Tefillah Mufla. But they said, the people who were there at his tefillahs, that when he davened, it was mamish, it was nitla koyecha bechira. Like he felt at the time that he was davening that you didn't have any bechira whatsoever. To do ra, for sure not. But it was like noito koyecha bechira. Unbelievable. When he would daven, or even make a tish, so he was very quick afterwards to make jokes and to be mevatel the roshim so that it wouldn't be left anything. Rabbi She'ini, especially in Rav Shitz, a very big thing. After like there's a big hesayrus to like make it like as if nothing ever happened, so that the sitracha shouldn't be. It's like they happened there. That's why by in Stachini they have two tish. The Rebbe used to have two tish. The first tish was like a very heiliger tish, like the Rebbe was in big Vegas, and afterwards the Rebbe would joke around and this and that. So one time the Rebbe wasn't feeling well, so one of the Chassidim came, who came from far to be. So he asked the Rebbe, he said, "You know, if you can't do two tishin, so just do the first tish." So he says, "Even if you paid me a handsome sum of money, I wouldn't do a one tish without the second tish." He says, "Then what's the point doing a first tish without the second tish? You can't." It was for him, it wasn't even shaykh such a thing that you should have the first tish without the second one. On Rosh Hashanah, so after the Malchus Chanos and Shreifas by him was unbelievable. So soon after they finished Masechta Shabbos, he would start to make jokes and he'd call over a chassid and he would say, "So, no, how come your father's not here? I'm supposed to come, send him my regards," like as if like it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Big. So they can do such things. One of the tzaddikim, Rav Moshe Mordechai Lelover, said that I think he told his son. Maybe it wasn't his son he taught, but he said that I was once observing the Sechina Rav, the Alter Rav, and how he was speaking to the Olam, and talking about this and talking about that, the joking and this and that. Everybody else was laughing, you know, good jokes and this and that. But I saw he was mamash shaloi mehai amakla. He was not in this world at all when he was making those jokes and talking to the Oel. Mamash not in this world at all. Yeah, exactly. So my Rebbe told over that he heard from his grandfather, Reb Zila, that he was witness to this story. That the Alter Rav was a very strong chassid of the Tzanzer Rav. I mean, who wasn't, right? Everybody was bottled to the Tzanzer Rav in his time. But he was a big chassid of his. And when it came Pesach, so there was a certain type of a mill, I don't know exactly what type, that the Tzanzer Rav paskin that you can't use it to grind up the wheat for matzahs. And if you used it to bake, so there would be, it would trafe up the oven and it would be chametz. So when he first became Rav in the city, in Stachin, I think that's when it happened. So there was a Yid in the town who wasn't Makabal the Maris of this young Stachina rabbi. So he, when the psak of the Alter Rav came out, that nobody can, you know, use this flour, which is made from this mill, so he said, I'm going to bake with this. I'm going to bake. So the Alter Rav told him, he says, if you think you're going to, he says, you think you're going to bake. And he said, now I'm going to bake. So he kept defying, you know, the plea, and the Rav sent shluchim and told him not to. So at one point, the Rav said, tell him that if he thinks he's going to put that flour in the mouth, he's not going to bake. That was the final. So when it came time to for Erev Pesach, and everybody's baking their matzah, so this Yid came, and he came with his flour, and he wanted to put it in. They said, what do you mean you can't put it in? The Rav said, not. They said, no, I'm putting it in. So they said, let us at least put our matzahs first, because once you put it into the oven, you're going to chafe it up. So he said, okay. So he went to go take a nap until all the chassidim finished, and he didn't wake up from the nap. It was such a moifis, such a thing, that it was written up in the papers, he said. It was even the Goyesha papers, they talked about it at the time. But I think afterwards, I may be mixing up the maisim, because I don't see it in front of me. But I think I heard from the Rebbe, he told me, and that afterwards, his father, Moshe Rozadover, told his son to come visit him. And he says, you have to be very careful with your kpedas, or else we get very, very careful with your kpedas. Yeah. He was a big kaddish. You know, the Gemara says by Rabbeinu HaKaddish that he never put his hands below his belt. With the Alter Rav also, he never ever put his hands lower than his belt. He'd be a big tzaddik for such madrigas. He used to say that when I see him in the morning, I could see whether or not he needs mikvah. I could see on his tzur whether or not he needs mikvah. So one of the chassidim was standing there, his name was B'chai B'shaya, and he said, he looked at the Rebbe as if this was like incredible. So he's like, what? You don't see the difference between a villager and somebody who lives in the city? You can't tell the difference between that, as if like, you know, well, how could you not? Like, what do you think this is a madriga? Like, they don't look anything alike. Like a villager versus a city dweller. And mamash look nothing alike. This is very big madrigas. It's not something to be replicated, obviously. There was one of his nephews, his sister's children, son. He couldn't have children for many years. And he pleaded with the Alter Rav that they'd give him a bracha. So finally he gave him a bracha. And he said that he would show up to be sandik at the Ris. And this was going to be a very special occasion that the Alter Rav would come, because he hasn't seen his sisters like in so many years. And years and years and Gabai, he didn't even see his sisters. So they thought that after the Mila, after the Ris, so that he would sit down with the sisters and have a nice shmooz and the talk, reminisce, so on and so forth. So after the Ris, he just went over to Mazel Tov, the Schus of the Tata, should be Megan Aleinu, and that was it. He just left. Even to sit and speak to his sisters was like, again, these are mamish big, big madrigas of Kedusha. He was a big person who yearned tremendously for the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. He once told one of his chassidim, his name was Moshe Lifshitz, he says, "5 minutes don't go by that I don't think of you." So he's very excited about that. He thinks to me, 5 minutes. So he says, "Your name, Moshe Ben Dabra, is Rashi Tevas Mashiach Ben David." So 5 minutes don't go by, I don't think of you. He was once traveling in a wagon, and they were on a trip to get to a certain base medrash. So the Alter Rebbe asked, he said, how far is it away? Are we still far away? So the driver said, yeah, Rebbe, we'll be there soon. So he let out a big krach, and he says, oh, we'll be there soon. We've been saying the word soon for Mashiach's coming for so many years, 2,000 years, we're still saying soon, we'll be there soon. He told once to the chevra, he says, what do you think that when Mashiach comes, you're going to be so chashuv that he's going to come running to you and hand you a piece of the levyasan? He says, do you think that anybody in our generation can like shtup their way into? Imagine the other marishan's going to be the apos and the shvat and moshe and ar tanem and marim, all the tzaddikim. He says you're going to be like behemoth amongst men over there. That's what he said. So my father will be there, the Tzanz Rav, my grandfather. He says, halavai that we should be like susim to their merkava when Mashiach comes. So the chevra said, we're ready, Rebbe, as long as Mashiach should come, we're ready, we'll accept it. So the Alter says, they're not going to ask you, you don't have to accept it. That's what's going to be, that's what you're going to be. He once said that, he says, I wait for Mashiach. He says, even though halavai, that they're going to give me a broom to sweep up the Beis HaMikdash when he comes. If they even had me a broom to be a sweeper, it would be kedai for me. Big Baruch HaKodesh, obviously. A couple more stories. A whole book here of so many stories of the Alter Rebbe. So, by the Chassidim, by many Chassidim, they don't eat out at all on Pesach, except when it comes to Achron Shel Pesach. So, Adrabba, they get together on Achron Shel Pesach and they share and everybody eats and they eat in a Knedlach and so on. So, once there was a Chassid that he right before the kiddush that the Rav made, so he was very thirsty. So the Rav, the Alter Rav came out and he had a cup in his hand and he knew Baruch HaKodesh that he needed something to drink really quickly. So he came out of his room and he handed it to him. So the chassid was a Mendel and he said, wow, Rebbe, Yodeya Tzadik Nefesh Behemtai. You know, the Tzadik knows the Nefesh of his Behemah. The Tzadik knows the Nefesh of the Behemah. He says, so the Rebbe said back then, after Birchas HaMazon, the Rebbe remembered his remark. So after benching, he said, Mendel, he says, come here. He says, to say about yourself, you're a behemoth, you could do that. But to say me, then I'm a tzaddik, I don't know if you could say that. He heard that there was a chayla, one of his chassidim was a chayla. And then he heard another news, one of the chassidim was a chayla. And he always had, there's many stories about this, obviously Yisrael, and not enough time to go through everything, it's already really deep into the time. So he woke up the gabbai and told the gabbai, come, we're going to the mikveh. Avoid these two chaylam, we're going to the mikveh. So they went to the mikveh and they sent the Rebbe said, tell them the zikr are going to have Yeshua. For sure, going to have Yeshua. Sure. Many such stories. But again, the maifsim by him, especially when it came to Pekita Sakaris, Lamish, like, very special Indian with that. The Sakaris, people couldn't have children. No, a lot of stories to say.